Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Begun. I am Gabe Morenzi, and I'm on the grid. So is the raging redhead Cam Stewart. We're also on the clock. Big night tonight in the National Hockey League. We've got an elimination game straight from the strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. Dave Sharapan's going to step up and in and join us. Joe Lisi will throw it down. Some critical NBA matchups tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks season is on the line. And of course, we have the Clippers and the Utah Jazz. We've got Major League Baseball. The Oklahoma Sooners have just won the women's softball championship. Oklahoma Sooners are your 2021 national champions. Hey. Boomer Sooner. Suck on that, Danny Cannell. What do you think about that, huh, Danny? I don't know how it's possible to start to get Twitter hate and start a feud, but yeah. Former Florida State Seminole quarterback Danny Cannell doesn't like the way the girls play on Oklahoma camp. They showboat too much. So this girl on Oklahoma yesterday, she makes this sick catch in left field, bro. It's like a smoking steamer line drive. This chick, she like reaches out at the wall, man, catches it, and she fist pumps and she smashes the ball into the wall type thing. If a dude did it, people would think you whatever. He's like, oh, have some class out there on a routine fly ball. Routine fly ball. So I guess Sooner Nation didn't take it very well. They were like, the only thing routines, you're Danny Cannell. So people went after him, and I couldn't resist. And he said, play with some class. And I thought, dude, you're a Florida State Seminole.
How's Deion Sanders and those guys?
Class?
Exactly.
Class?
I know.
Like, the first thing I think of Florida State, when you say Florida State Word Association, I think of porn. You know, Word Association, Florida State University, pornography. Like, they produce more porn stars and more, like, porn shoots have been shot on that campus than any campus in America. Like, exactly. What do you think of it? Like, if somebody says to you, write down five things you think about Florida State University. I'll start off with hot chicks, porn, partying, corrupt football team, cheating. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, crab legs. You know what I mean? The old cat. Does anybody think of class, Florida State, nothing but class? Hey, listen, I'd fit right in at Florida State. I'd have a great time there. But I'm just stating, hey, Danny Cannell, shut up. Way to go, girls. Boomer Sooner.
Yep.
I just wish I had money on them on the futures, but that's another story. I wish I had money on, I wish I had money right now, Cam. On Papa Roach. Papa Roach.
Wes Roach?
Yeah.
I'll say this. If anybody emails me a Wes Roach ticket or first round leader, I'll take you. If you're in my area, I'll take you out. I'll do it. I want to see somebody with a Wes Roach ticket. If you got Wes Roach, I don't know what you're doing. You're clairvoyant.
Even Doc Redman.
Doc Redman's there. Yep.
Dustin Johnson, Headley, Van Ruin. We got them all here. It's amazing how, like, every golfer's name is like a band somehow.
It's very true.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morenci kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Joe Lisi's going to step up. And then a lot of stuff to get to with Joe. We'll get his basketball picks for the night, see what he's got on the diamond, maybe some baseball. And, of course, Diamond Joe Lisi is a Paisan, too. So I'm assuming he's on the Azuri as the Euro, right? I don't know. Like, Joe doesn't talk a lot of soccer, but, you know, I could picture Joe. Can you picture Joe? A little Italian flag. Honk, 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 like after the win. Honk.
Hey, that's the best. Joe's a Paisan. He lost some money on Italy.
I don't think he will.
To be honest with you,
he's not
Joe seems
on
like
Scotland.
The type of guy to go against the Italians if he can find a better number. Trust me. He'll get rid of his allegiance for better prices. Trust me.
He would. He's talking to his aunt. And his aunt's telling him, Bonucci's the best, and Bonucci's going to win. Italy's going to get it done. They can't lose. Giorgino. I can see Joe Lisi step up. Love turkey, Grandma. Love turkey. Plus 285. Love them. We'll see if Joe loves the Turks. Little money. You know what? That game's actually in Italy, though. It's a little bit tricky. So, yeah, we've got golf. Tricky. We've got basketball. Speaking of tricky, the NBA. That's as tricky as it gets, Cam. It's not just tricky. That's like a bear trap. Like, that's like, it's just the NBA. You know, I mean, I wish, like, I'm sad, Cam. The NHL playoffs are coming to an end, and there's not many games left because it was pretty profitable. The NHL's been good. Last night, the Islanders, good stuff. Tonight, we have another NHL game, but NBA, tough games tonight, Cam.
I think I'm going to surprise you with the NBA. I know we got Joe coming up next, Gabe, but. You know me. We'll see what happens. But I have a feeling we're going to be on the same sides. We'll see.
I don't know. Because, listen, you've been good with the NBA. You've been good. So
for a while.
I guess for one night.
Yeah, two or three nights. And
won the Denver versus Portland. I mean, give me credit for that for like a week and a half now.
And the Clippers. I wrote the Clippers against Dallas, too. So, but other than that, things are back to reality now. Losers.
Yeah, no, these are tough games tonight.
Big time.
So listen, a lot of stuff to get to. We'll see what Joe Lisi's looking at. I got a couple of baseball plays. Both me and Cam's baseball picks have been pretty good this week. We've won more than we've lost. We'll put it that way on the diamond. And I've got a couple of more picks. Diamond Joe Lisi joins us next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium-iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
It's game time decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci. It's Cam Stewart. And we've got Diamond Joe Lisi stepping up and in. Let's get right down to business. Diamond Joe. What's going on, Joe? And I got to ask you, did you break into June Jones's house and steal his shirt?
I was going to say.
That's it.
Joe's on the love boat.
That's it. Hawaiian style. I'm living the life here. This is it. Summer living, you know. Tampa on the horizon. This is what it's all about. The offseason of college football. And we got a little NBA and MLB action just to wet the palate tonight.
No, I like it, Joe. I like it. So what's the deal? Are you doing your Mountain West previews now? And you're like, a little Hawaii? I like it, son. You know, I thought the same thing. I thought the same thing, Joe. And I'm looking for some, like, real over-the-top summer wear myself. I think nice. I'm going to roll it out, like real West Coast summer wear, just over the top. Right. But haven't found that exact it. You know what I mean? Something I can roll into Vegas with. Right. Yeah, you saw my last one, Joe. Like you said, I got to get the nice white pants. Right. Get the nice white pants and the shoes. But now I got to get like that. Yeah. Joe's ready. Like, yeah, you're going to a tiki bar on a date, Cam. Joe's ready to go. I look at him.
That's what it's all about, guys. You know, every time I do the show, I'm in a dark shirt and everything else. And then Gabe broke out the club shirt a couple of weeks ago. He looked like he was going out in Vegas. And that's it. We mix it up a little bit. You know, it's summertime. This is what it's all about. Fun, talking, gambling. Yeah. It doesn't get better. And I look to this show every week. This is my therapy.
I got to tell you, Joe, they just tell me to wear black because it's thinning on TV. I don't do any exotic shirts. Let's just keep it simple.
Yeah. Cam's like the lineman. He doesn't like wearing white, like offensive lineman. Like, God, I hate these white jerseys.
Exactly. Keep it dark.
In football, offensive linemen guys in football, they're like, it's funny when they go on the road, like they'll say that. They're like, God, man, this jersey makes me look fat, man. Like, because when it's dark, you can't tell. A guy on the Raiders, Cam, right? Old lineman, nice black jersey. You can't tell. You put Buddy on the road, bro, and suddenly.
Especially a fat guy with tight white pants.
He looks pregnant.
It's a bad look.
Yeah, he looks pregnant.
It's a bad look. Like, man, yeah, exactly.
This guy, he's got like a real thing going.
Lots of lumps.
You see the guy? Lots of lumps. What's the guy, Quinn? What's the guy's last name? Mariners? What's the guy's name? Quinn, the Canadian kid on the Broncos, Joe. Remember the offensive lineman? He got drafted out of Wisconsin Whitewater.
Oh, the one that I put up as Cam? That one? Quinn Maynard?
Yeah, what's his name? Maynard? Yeah, whatever. That kid. Yeah, I saw him in the Senior Bowl. We'll get a picture up. Cam? Yes,
that's Cam.
This guy's belly, next level, bro.
Yeah, it's next like huge. Level. Yeah. Like 50 Michelobes. Like, it's not
but
just
it's
a couple
bizarre.
Of six pack.
But he's not fat at all.
No,
he's not fat. Like, his arms are all jacked and everything. Like, he was like pancaking people. Like, he was pancaking big time prospects at the Senior Bowl. That's why he's a third round draft pick. But he's got a gut. And he uses it to his advantage. He's like, no, it's just part of my arsenal. Part of my arsenal. Yeah, so like Roy Nelson, it's like, no.
Exactly.
Part of my arsenal.
Like Joe, Gabe's hit my gut before I got the golf ball hernia in there. Like, you'd be surprised. Like, a lot of fat guys, you hit their gut and it's like jello. Mine's actually hard, just with a layer of fat. You know what I mean?
Every offensive lineman, guys, every offensive defensive lineman have a little bit of a belly, right? That's where they generate the power from. But as long, I mean, when you mention that kid from Wisconsin Whitewater, he can add another 20 and 30 pounds of muscle and still look around 350 and lean. So that's what it's all about, his ability to move sideline to sideline. And Broncos got a big blue-collar kid that can obviously be good in run blocking, and that's what they want to do this year.
That's how I beat those firefighters, right, Gabe, with my belly in the prosciutto lifting contest. Yeah, I got low, got real low.
Joe,
he should have been there, Cam, Joe. He should have. It was a classic.
All right, Matt and crew, we're firing you off. Man, you guys get some weird shots. I like to see your inbox. Yeah. Every day is something new. Today we're sending you a man's belly. All right, let's get this belly shot. Yesterday we had Yuppie with some hot chicks, so we mix
like
it up.
That.
We don't discriminate here. All right, here you go. Check the box, guys, and get this gut shot up when you can. So Lisi, what are you going with here tonight? Starting off with Brooklyn and Milwaukee. We saw Milwaukee, man. They lost by 39 points the other night. They got absolutely massacred. You got to believe Budenholzer's job is on the line. But they are back home, and we'll reiterate the first half trend, guys. So NBA, going back to 2005, NBA teams that are trailing 2-0 cover in the first half of game 3. 65% of the time. It happened 4 times in the first round. It went 2-2. So it did split. So we've got this similar situation tonight. Lisi, do Milwaukee have a counterpunch, or are they going to get steamrolled again?
Yeah, I went back and forth on this game thinking that the obvious mindset is that Milwaukee gets off the mat and bounces back, and that's why they're favored in this matchup. But for me, guys, I think it's just a bad matchup for the Bucks. I think the more complete team is Brooklyn. They're on the road. They have an opportunity to lay out Milwaukee on the road. I think they do that. I'm going to take the 3 points tonight. Going to take them on the money line. I'm going to step up here with Joe Harris as well. Good value in terms of his three-point shooting. 4+ three-pointers at +310. And then over 15 points plus, he's positive value at 118. So rolling with Joe Harris, rolling with the Nets on the road here, guys.
Brooklyn Joe in the house. What do you got, Cam?
Well, Gabe, you know me. I'm a real loser and a sucker for punishment. I actually thought about this a long time, and I went to Milwaukee tonight. I'm on the Milwaukee Bucks. This is it. One more time.
We're going to do this thing. Like Laverne and Shirley.
What? Yeah, exactly. Hey, yeah. Even Middleton, too.
We're going to Milwaukee, and then after the game,
they're gonna win.
We'll go on a beer tour. We'll go on the beer bottling plant tour and all that. We'll go, Schlitz.
They worked at Schlitz. It's a very Schlitz, Schlitz is like drinking tap water. You can plow a million of them. But Milwaukee's going to show up tonight. I think Middleton actually plays better. He's struggling. He's got to go over his prop, 22.5. I think he's going to have a good night. Joe, I'm with you. I told Gabe the same thing the other night. I'm like, how do I bet on Milwaukee? But the more I thought about it, I'm like, this is it. This is their season. I think at home they'll be a totally different team. I get it. Brooklyn looks fantastic. Durant's on a mission right now. They're the better team. But I think the Bucks get one, and tonight's the night.
Look what FanDuel's doing with the first half here, guys. The money line is -188. Minus 188 for the Bucks. It's more than a game for the first half.
It's craziness.
And
I know.
If you want to lay 1.5, it's -150. That's the definition. Yeah. This is like a prison with barbed wire. They're it like, is. Oh, you want to bet the Bucks in the first half? -1.5. Fine, I'll take it. No, -150. All right, no, I'll do the money line. Yeah, -188. Yeah. Like they are telling you, no, keep walking, son. That's what they're doing right now. They're telling you, they don't want you betting this. I'm telling you right now, they don't want you betting this. Whether it's right or wrong, they have put up various barriers against getting crushed in the first half with the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. And you know me, when I see when I see that beware of never mind dog, beware of gun sign, you know they're hiding something special. You know what I mean? You know, stores without money don't have security guards.
Yeah. I'm here to rob you. You look like you have some quality merchandise.
Oh, exactly.
Yes.
You walk past some jeweler and he's got a bunch of crappy ass used guitars in the window. The place isn't worth breaking into. You walk past the jeweler during the day and you're like, man, they got two armed guards in there, man. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
FanDuel's got two armed guards in front of the first half. I don't know why I used a criminal analogy, but I
don't know either. Remember me the other day, I was talking about animals. And we use some real stupid analogies here, but that's who we are.
The only people right now, like there's a bunch of robbers out there, they're like, damn, this guy's right. I hear what he's saying. I get the point. I'm just telling you, they're trying to scare you off because they're protecting their money. They're like, these guys, like Sharapen, the bad guy's going to come out in the first half, Milwaukee Bucks. I got to do it, but I'll ask you on the other side. Do I do 88 cents or 50 cents -1.5?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Time. Decisions. I am Morency. Kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, Diamond Joe Lisi in the house with us. And right now, June Jones like, where's my shirt, Cam? He's looking at his closet right now. What happened to my clothes? June Jones. Get to a little call.
Call him the spread. Call him the spread right now. Five wide. Four vertical.
I tell you what. You know I'm ready to go. I'm getting ready, Lisi. People don't understand this. I told Cam the other day, he's like, oh, what, 84 days away? I'm like, no, now it's 78. Guys, 78 days away. Ask me, Hawaii, who are they playing week one? I know.
Who are they playing?
Oh, UCLA. Hawaii, UCLA. It's like the coolest game of the day and the first day of the year. I'm already getting ready, Lisi. I'm surprised you don't have your preview up for Clemson and Georgia.
Yeah, I'm working around the clock, guys, here. You know, obviously the preview will come out a little bit later in terms of that.
Oh, he's getting
No,
but in past years, you've already been A.
Yeah,
you say
I love sending
he's
them
got
out.
A, you know what he's got a though? Nightlife, too. The love gun. He's got to do it all, Gabe. Come on.
But I have right, to be honest, you know, people don't understand how much research goes into that preview. I mean, it is time-consuming, wee hours of the morning and breaking it down. I made it more simplified this year for the sports better. So, obviously, we'll see how it plays out. But I'll get it out probably right before the season, third week in August.
All right, Joe Lisi with us. All right, Joe, so you're not buying in to Milwaukee. I'm going to do it. So I asked you. I'll throw it to you first, Cam.
Can't do it.
What do I do here? If I'm taking Milwaukee in the first half, which I am.
Yeah.
Okay. Do I do the minus 188 or minus 1.5? The minus 150, they're almost forcing me into the minus 188 now.
No.
I don't want to lay minus 150 for 1.5. But I think they're going to be up by more than that, you know?
That's the thing. Like, say Brooklyn comes out and punches them in the face and you have to deal with it. The 188 gets a hell of a lot worse. All they have to do is win by one basket. One basket. I think they could do that. I know the prices is high. The prices are both very high. And I got to be honest with you, I'm taking Milwaukee for the game, even though they know these trends. I don't care about the first half. I care about these guys winning the game. I care about them winning the game when it's final. So I don't know exactly how they come out. You know, I just want them to be at the end, win the damn basketball game.
Well, I'll tell you what,
I don't
Cam,
have to deal with that juice.
I'll tell you what, if Milwaukee doesn't come out hot tonight, they're not winning the game.
Right.
Like, they better win the first half. They're not coming back type thing. Like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
We all say this and that's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, Milwaukee better win the first quarter and better win the first half. Like, what are the chances that they lose the first quarter and lose the first half and win the game after they've just been smashed? I look at them coming out tonight, and hopefully it's one of these NBA games where the Nets just don't have it, and they realize early. It's like, all right, tonight Milwaukee's going to smoke us, and whatever, we're up 2-1. This happened. Remember they lost in Boston, guys, in the 2-1 spot, Lisi.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
They went back to Boston. They lost. And then they smoked them in the game four.
Right. To your point, Gabe, the first half is critical, right? But I think it matters in terms of how they come out, right? So if they come out and they're hot shooting and Giannis is involved in the offense and they have a lot of rhythm and a lot of movement offensively and they're creating opportunities to score, they're going to be in this ballgame. But if they give it their best shot, they're cold shooting, they expend a lot of energy, and they're down, let's say, by 8 or 10 at the half, it's lights out. I think if it's less than 5 or in that area 5, they still have an opportunity to bounce back in a big way and win this game in the second half. So how much are they down? If they are down, is going to be the key whether they win this game tonight or not.
All right. So Cam says he doesn't care about the first half or the first quarter. So Cam, you're doing the money line, minus 156 or laying 3.5 points. Yeah.
I'm going to do both. I'm going to take them on the money line. I'm going to take them. I'm going to split it up. You know, I just don't like that juice in the first set. Like, sure, they can come out. I think they win this game. I think they win this game by, I'm thinking actually by more than people think. I think they almost win this game by double digits. I think they show up tonight.
Wow.
I really do. This is Milwaukee's game. I think they win like by nine. That's like that. That's the number I got. I think they show up. To Gabe's point, Brooklyn is still – they're not a perfect team. They have very few flaws. But this is everything. This is everything for Milwaukee tonight. They've been junk. They've been also missing threes at a crazy pace. Some of these shots at home, they will hit. They will get into good rhythms. And I expect a better effort on the defensive side, Gabe. I'm telling you, I like them in this spot. I don't know if they're going to lose this series of 5 or 6, but tonight's the night. I'm riding Milwaukee. And if they pull a Carolina Hurricanes on me, shame on me for going back to these turkeys and not taking Brooklyn, which was my original thought earlier in the week.
He's you know what? Flopping.
Give
me the Milwaukee Bucks in the first quarter, the Milwaukee Bucks in the first half, and the Milwaukee Bucks in the game.
Wow.
There it is.
See what the NBA's done to us, Joe? Yeah, I'm a fish in the boat. Ding, 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 ding. Flipping, flipping, flipping. Where's the oxygen? Flip, flip, flip. Yeah, I'm done. Like, I'm already dead. Question is, how long am I going to live for? We'll see.
Yeah, this is going to be intriguing. I'm on the Nets here, and I feel pretty good about it. And, you know, get plus 132 on the money line. I feel good. So we'll see. First half will be the key to the game, guys.
Cam, Joe's like on the Love Boat, like you said. It's like the Pacific Princess, the Carnival Cruise is cruising along.
Yeah.
See Joe with a lovely lady.
Yeah.
You and I are like a raft in the water. We're like, it's bouncing
around.
True. And we're like, we're taking Milwaukee again. We're like, we're going against the stream. We're going with Milwaukee.
Exactly. Again. I'm that loser that got on the cruise because his buddy was a friend of a travel agent. And I come back from the casino like I feel now, Gabe, just sweating and disheveled. And Lisi's up at the bar with that Hawaiian shirt and nice khakis or white silk pants. And he's just ordering really expensive drinks. And I'm like, wow, that guy really looks like he's got it figured out.
I got a prop tonight for this game, too.
What's your prop
for this game, too.
What do you got?
Giannis. Yeah. Giannis over 5.5 assists tonight.
Ooh. You think he's dishing
tonight.
Actually,
I do like that.
Yeah.
I do like that. He is going to dish.
This is something you said earlier, Kim. The other guys are going to hit shots tonight. Middleton's going to hit shots tonight. Holiday's going to hit shots tonight. Forbes' shot will go down tonight. Everything's going to work for Milwaukee this evening. Giannis will be back home, kicking it out for the threes. The three balls will be falling. The games, he averages 6 assists a game, like basically. And the other games were blowouts. This won't be a blowout, or it'll be a blowout for Milwaukee. So I'm not going crazy with the prop, but throw it in here. Giannis is over 5.5 assists tonight. I find with the big star players, everyone looks at the points all the time, but look at those assists because they get double teamed, right? And Giannis is going to get double teamed. And the thing is, they just need some of these other jackasses to actually hit a shot. I mean, Middleton's 3-for-13 from three in the tournament.
That's what I'm saying.
In the series. It's like, bro, you make $24 million a year, bro. Like, you got to be
it's
better.
Come out tonight.
I mean, Joe Lisi can give us 3 3-point shots in 2 games.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, come on. Hey, imagine for $24 million, like, you take 13 shots, maybe one of them will go in. I mean,
he'll do it in loafers, too. He doesn't need any athletic shoes. No, he'll be fine on the dance floor.
All right.
Yes.
Utah Jazz and the Clippers.
Yes.
Jazz and the Clippers.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Ooh, big line movement, man. This number's been weird. It was 3.
Yeah.
It was 3.5. Now it's 2.5. It's come down. All the ones Jazz were 3.5. Now they're -2.5. Money line -138. Total 223. I don't want to assume anything because we know what happens if you assume things. But without being stated, I'm assuming what Mike Conley is. Mike Conley been announced out.
They haven't said anything yet. They haven't announced anything about Conley. I was doing updates all day. All they say, Harden and Green, whatever, that was the updates. They didn't mention anything about him yet today, Conley.
Well, the point spread just came down a point. Because, look, it was 3, and then it went to 3.5. And, look, we talked about it last night on Sports Rage. I said, well, if it's up to 3.5, they kind of believe that Conley's playing here. Now it's 2.5. Although – Oh, he is? He's not playing?
Oh, he's out? All right. Okay, good, Okay.
All right, he will be out. And I was going to say, then Utah, we're cautious with Mitchell in game one, and they already won game one. So they could be thinking, you know what, we'll just save him for the weekend because he'll be good to go for sure then. But I don't care. I like Mike Conley. They can win without Mike Conley. They just won without Mike Conley. They can win again without Mike Conley. Who do you like, Lisi?
Yeah, I'm going the other side. I love this series.
Well, I knew you were.
I love the Clippers tonight. I think they roll. I'm going to say it right now. 4-1 Los Angeles over Utah, guys. Wow. And I'll tell you this. 4-1
Los Angeles aren't winning over another Utah.
And I'm going to tell you a prop that I like. You look at Paul George. He had 10 rebounds in game number one. They lost that game by three, only 20 points. He averaged around 23.5 points per game in the first series. But he did come in 4 of the 7 double-digit rebounds. Tonight he breaks out 25-plus. He's at plus 118. Paul George with a big night scoring points as opposed to the defensive side of the ball.
That's some bold stuff, eh, Cam?
I love it. I love when Lisi
guys
comes
on. Another game.
Love it. Love it. That's why you guys should do a show. Hey, everybody, tune in to Sports Grid. Guaranteed winners. Gabe Morenci, right. Joe Lisi. You guys are on opposite right. sides of every game. Everybody wins. Everyone's got a
That's
pick.
True.
I like the Clippers.
College football,
I like the Clippers tonight,
college
too.
Football, we're like on the same side often. It's not yeah, in college. In NFL, yeah. we were on the same side yeah. a lot. Like, we weren't always opposite yeah,
it's
in
just,
NFL.
It's just other – it's basketball.
All right, so let's see. Exact. Clippers in 5, says Lisi. Bold. Clippers in 5 pays 13-1 right now.
Ooh. 13-1.
13-1. That the best team in the NBA doesn't win another game in the series. Well, I guess technically with the record. Yeah. More with Lisi on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Game time decisions continues. I am Morenci, kicking with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, Diamond Joe Lisi on board. And I like Milwaukee better than I like the Jazz, only because the Clippers are dangerous. Tough spot tonight. The number has come down. Though, we discuss how you approach series. Do you want to do the zigzag, or do you just sort of lock yourself in with a team? And I believe that the Utah Jazz, unlike Joe Lisi, you're right, Cam, me and like the odd couple. Like Joe Lisi says, Clippers win in 5. What? The Clippers aren't winning the series, let alone winning in 5. You're saying the Jazz aren't going to win another game. The Jazz are going to beat the Clippers. They're winning the series. They're not losing, man. They played terrible in the first half the other night. They were off that little rust factor, Cam, right? They were off for a while. Made short work of Memphis. Clippers and Dallas went 7. Utah were cold. In the first half, they only scored 47 points in the first half. They ended up scoring 112 points. I'll tell you what, though, guys, I think this is the best way to go. Take the equation of who's going to win the game out. We hit that team total the other night with Utah, 111.5, got to 112. They didn't play well. They didn't shoot the ball well. In the second half, they did. Exactly. Every Utah Jazz game in the playoffs has gone over the number so far. 6-0 to the over, right? So I don't see a reason. So let's say even if Utah loses, they're going to go over their team total again tonight. So I think that's a good approach. We'll get the updated team total number right now. But, Cam, you're taking the Clippers tonight?
I am. I really like the Jazz came through with us. See, Gabe, I'm actually doing the zigzag in this one, but kind of doing when I look at Milwaukee, I think it's now or never, right? The sticking to the Bucks play, but I'm going the other side. We had Utah the first game on the money line. We clipped that, and I just think the Clippers show up tonight. I think Paul George is a lot better. I think they take the lead early, and this time they don't let the Jazz come back. Donovan Mitchell was an absolute beast in the second half. I'll give Gobert credit, too. The defense stepped up. I think Kawhi is going to have these guys ready to rock tonight. You know he's showing up. So I think the Clippers, it's a business trip tonight. They don't want to go down 0-2. They take care of business. You're getting points. Give me the Clip.
Joe?
I'm sticking with the Clippers in this matchup. Too much Kawhi, too much Paul George. Again, I think that they were in that game. I know Utah didn't play well. Still a three-point game, and in my opinion, I think they match up very well against the Jazz. I think Paul George steps up, and I think the other role players do as well. And I think it's a full-hearted defensive effort tonight by Los Angeles. I think this will set the stage, this game, for the rest of the series. Kawhi dominates as well inside. Big win for the Clippers on the road.
And your props, you're taking Paul George? That's really
Paul
man.
George, 25 plus. 25 plus, he's at plus 118. I think you can even go up to 30 on FanDuel. There's positive odds, I think, over 300. So, you know, 3-1. I think he breaks out in a big way, guys. He's been in the mid-20s in almost every game. He's just walking through the motions offensively. They need him to step up with a dominant offensive effort. I think he does that outside the arc as well. You might even want to look to his three-point totals, 3+, 4+ tonight.
Kawhi Leonard over under 28.5 points. Donovan Mitchell over under 30.5 points. Paul George over under 23.5 points. Rudy Gobert, 13.5. Bogdanovich, 18.5. Reggie Jackson, 12.5. And you know what? We remember the coach from last night actually said he likes Reggie Jackson over the 12.5 mm-hmm. here in this spot. What's Joe Ingles? 10.5.
That's my guy. YMCA Joe? Yeah,
the Aussie.
I love Ingles.
Cost me a parlay earlier in the year for 1,500. I hate him. Joe Ingles. All I needed to do one night, the one night I had him like, I think, +2 or +3 three-pointers on him, like a six-leg parlay. It was hanging on Ingles, and that was the game in three quarters. He had like 1-3. He was like 1-13 shooting. I'm like, is this guy, does he practice with a net or just a backboard?
Joe Ingles. Oh, yeah.
All right, Joe, before we get to your baseball tonight, your quick take on the college football. What do you think? Any opinion on the games tomorrow? Moving forward on the series, do you have anything locked in already that you know you're going to be doing with Philadelphia, Atlanta, Phoenix, Denver?
No, I mean, I'm going to ride Atlanta. To me, I just like the way they're playing right now. Again, a confident group. I know the overreaction in game one because Philadelphia lost. But give me the Hawks. I just think they're peaking at just the right time. Not sold on the offensive consistency for the 76ers. Simmons is up one night. He's down one night. Tobias Harris is hot. He's cold. I can't take the inconsistency. Give me Trae Young and the crew. I think somehow, some way, they find a way to win the series as well.
I love that. All right, Joe. I love that pick, Gabe, for tomorrow. Don't you love Atlanta, Gabe? Think about this. We had them that night. They were playing with them like all the way until the end of that in the fourth quarter. They're at home getting 1.5. People are going to bet Philly. It might goes up to like, I love the Atlanta Hawks. Like, I'm going to say the NBA is tough, Morency, but that's a game I'm probably going to go double unit. So I think the Hawks beat down Philadelphia in the next game.
Well, you look, I mean, the games are basically pick'em, both of them in Atlanta. Atlanta are 22-2 in their last 24 home games. They're a dominant home team. I do believe they're going to split, at least split. I'm not sure Atlanta's really going to go back up to Philly, up 3-1, but I don't think Philly are sweeping them. I don't think they're taking both games in the ATL this weekend. So and we saw it. That was a pretty raucous place, man, against the Knicks. And it's going to be a great atmosphere. Atlanta's a great home team. And the Atlanta Hawks have the second best record since March 1st. The Atlanta Hawks have the second best record in the NBA. The team with the best record in the NBA since March 1st, the Phoenix Suns. So, I think Atlanta, I think the series is going seven. So, I think it's going to sort of be a back and forth battle with you guys. So, what about baseball tonight, Lisey? What catches your eye on the Diamond Joe?
Two games, guys. The Colorado Rockies-Miami game, that total 7.5, Gonzalez and Rogers. I think they break out way over that total. I think 9-10 runs is easy, even though Rogers has been dominant, 1.95 ERA, the lefty. I think they beat him up tonight. And then I'm going to go with the trend. When you look at Minnesota and the Yankees, first two games in the series over, now they set it at 11. Usually it's like that, buy high, sell higher, right, Gabe? We see it in terms of the in-game live. It's too high. I'm going with the trend. They're trying to force you to take the under. I'm rolling with the trend, Yankees and Twins over 11 tonight.
Some overs for Joe Lisey. What do you think of the picks, Gabe?
I like
it. Rogers is a great pitcher, and the Rockies can't hit.
They can, but I'll tell you, if you followed the Rockies this year, statistically, I know that they can't hit, you know, as a whole, but they get a ton of base runners on base. I mean, walks, they find a way to generate base runners on base. And if Rogers isn't on 100%, you talk about 2-3 runs, Miami could get 5 on their own. Easy, I think, tonight.
I like the Marlins in the spot, Cam, but the line is
so
high.
So do huh? I. I yeah, parlayed Washington them with Washington. Just
scratched.
Did it get sent?
Yeah. Rain. Scratched.
Part of my friggin' parlay. I got them with Miami, and now my money's up in the air. It needs to be refunded. I like the Yankees tonight. I think they beat
up. Now your parlay becomes a one-game bet. That's
it. Like but it's big favorites. You get my drift.
That's what sucks. I know. It happened to me. Yeah. Happened to me a few weeks ago.
Come on.
I had the Dodgers. I had the Dodgers in a parlay. And the first game got rained out, and it was the same thing. I was like, oh, my God, I've got the Dodgers at minus 280 right now. There was no way out of it. It was like alive. It's like parlay, void, next game, up. I was like, wow. They won, thank God. But that's one thing you got to be careful of.
Why can't they sit around for 2 hours? I've seen them have rain delays for like 3 hours. Why are they calling this?
Exactly.
One? I mean, they can't sit around in the dugout for like 4 hours. They've been paid millions.
Why does Bill Walton breathe, Joe? Why do things happen?
I don't appreciate the way you talk.
Bill Walton would love your shirt, actually. You don't like Bill. He'd love it.
Oh, no. He'd think you're a good guy. It's like, then you come attack Bill. It's like, settle down.
I know.
Come on, Cam.
Tell me about East Coast bias. That's why. So I come out, I'm a little
lighter. We need some Cam magic. Give us some Cam magic. Drew Holiday, marvelous performance, spectacular. Look at the ball movement with Chris Middleton tonight. Giannis is the paint, marvelous.
I only knew the old players. I'll tell you, when I'm watching a Clipper game, it's Tyrone Nesby. He's always been my guy. When I'm sitting there, it's like an enigma to a question, to another answer. It's Tyrone Nesby. One night he looks so good, and the other night so bad. Tyrone Nesby, why can't you just do it on a nightly basis? I will say this. I like in baseball tonight, we like the pinstripes. We like the Blue Jays. And I'm looking at Parker's Royals with cheese as a dog against the A's.
Man, you just love betting against the White Sox every time there's a left-hander on the hill, huh?
Jays beat him as a dog last night, buddy. They got it done. Let's do it again.
What happened 2 nights ago against the Southpaw, though?
They lost, yes. That is true. That's factual information. Yep.
I'm just saying, Joe. Cam loved, but Cam's an anti-trend guy. I respect him for it. But just for the record, so Ryu, we got a Southpaw on the hill here tonight. And that White Sox run continues. The White Sox run continues against Southpaws. They're now 14-4 on the season. 14-0 last year. 28-4. It's like a blind bet. You just take the White Sox.
It almost is. But I would say this. I also think, and Joe's playing a lot of overs tonight. He's like pulling and owning Mahoney, like overs in every baseball game tonight. Not even like he's just there. I think this game might be over as well because the Jays are going to be able to hit Keuchel. And and the White Sox are very successful against lefties. I know Lisi likes a lot of runs tonight. 9 is a respectable number. Like, you think there? I think this game's got like 8-6 written all over it. I think it's going to go over the number.
I'll just follow up with what Cam said in terms of, you know, the first 5 have been traditionally unders in this series right now, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, it's been like 1-1 headed into the 6th, and then all of a sudden Chicago broke out, I believe, right? A couple of nights ago, they got big runs in like the 8th and 9th innings respectively. It's been that way for a while. I'm a contrarian when it comes to that. I might look to the over for first 5 innings in terms of that matchup, especially because of Keuchel and because the ability for just Chicago to beat up on lefties. So I like that over as well, guys.
And Gabe, this Toronto bullpen, it's a real concern right now. Like, they're take a look at the overs in these games, especially recently. Like, the whole season, it's just progressively getting worse. And they score a lot of runs and they give up a lot of runs. Like, you guys see these guys at the end of the games, they have like 5-run leads and they hold on. So I think overs in these games and betting live in Blue Jay games seems to be very, very lucrative.
What about Parker's Kansas City Royals tonight against the Athletics?
I like it. It's my dog tonight. I like the Royals tonight. I don't like to pick on Frankie Montas, but I think Kansas City's in a good spot tonight. I think a lot of Oakland money. Give me minor leagues tonight. Mike Minor. As a dog, I'm going to take a shot with the Royals tonight.
I'll pass. Maybe I'll have a later pity later, but I can't.
I'll pass. Oh, yeah. If I'm saying, hey, like, if you're rushing to the window and betting a Royals A's game as your, like, top play lock tonight, yeah, you got bigger problems than I do, but I'm playing it. Royals small.
Hey, so, Lisi, college football looks like the expansion's coming to 12. Although it's not going to be. I think it's going to be in 2 years only. Like, they're going to.
2025, they said. 2025, when the contract ends or whatever. That's what they said.
But I'll just say,
will they really wait that long?
I hope not. I'll just say this quickly. We're going to kill the sport of the regular season, Gabe. That's the only thing. Kill it. We're going to kill it. No Alabama LSU, meaningless.
No, it's still. They're doing it because basically the ratings suck. People are tired. They think that everyone else, no one feels involved. It's like the SEC and Clemson, and everyone else feels disinvolved.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match 2 of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Game time decisions continues. I am Renzi, kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Store. Jay Berman's ready to step up and in, as is Dave Sharapan. We got Joe Lisi for a couple of more moments. And we got the shot, actually, of what, Quinn Mahrens of the Denver Broncos.
That's awesome.
That is true.
Honestly, it's kind of like that. It's got a golf ball in there too. But yeah, that's my punch. But if you hit it, it's not all like that. Yeah, it's kind of like it's got something to it. It's not the jello. It's got a little. It's got a layer, Joe.
This guy's good. This guy.
I love that look. Oh, that's so good. That's a great guy.
Yeah, you know what? I thought he was Canadian, but. He's born in Hartford, Wisconsin. I saw a training video of him, though. He was in BC and he was like chopping trees down and running with logs on his shoulders running around and like like he lives, he's like one of these lives in the wilderness, wilderness type of guys. All right, so Joe, so you were saying you don't like the 12 too much. I get it. Yeah. Listen, I'm old school college football. Remember when we didn't have, they didn't even have a playoff, but it was fine, right? And honestly, even though everybody hated it, the BCS might have been the best era of it all, actually. It's funny when you look back, that computer was never wrong. It was never wrong.
Computer's good.
Like, we never had a bad championship, right? Like, right. It was never like, oh, no. Like, there was controversy sometimes, but so what, you don't like the 12th? So basically, just quickly, it'd be the five power conference champion, the winner. So, you know, ACC winner, you're in. No more debating. Boom, boom, Pac-12, you're in. And then the one at-large conference, and then six other wild card bids that you know will just be SEC teams and a few Big Ten teams.
Right, right. And I have no problem with expansion game. The problem is going to be I like the controversy. You know, we're going to allow a UCF and Boise in, then there's no debate anymore.
There'll always be debate. People always find a reason to bitch.
Sports info is everywhere. We cut through all the clutter and bring you actionable insights and expert perspectives every single
time. For a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.